This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
When you go back to the speech, you know, people have talked about if it was divisive. It wasn't divisive.
Let's take a closer look, shall we?
MAGA Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans quote a clear and present danger. MAGA forces are determined. Take this country backwards.
I don't think you like me. And you know what?
I like everybody. I'm a people person. I like everybody.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
The governors of Texas and Arizona have turned us into a border town.
It's never fun to get a taste of your own medicine.
I hear a lot of people chirping about Florida from, like, California. They're so worried about Florida, they can't even keep the power on in California.
Boom. Roasted.
I'm Ron DeSantis.
And we'll leave the light on for you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Tomorrow, Grace and I will be broadcasting live from the Aviva Trattoria in Malden. And it's at 200 Exchange Street. And so come on down anytime between the hours of noon and six, and you will see us in Baldwin, and that's right downtown. And Aviva Trattoria is a great, great Italian restaurant. They also have restaurants in Westford, Marlboro, Maynard, and Wrentham. They're all great. This is a fine, fine place. I like to get the Italian sandwiches, the cannoli is fantastic. All the chicken dishes are great. Just everything there is fantastic. And if you want to see me and Grace, get your picture taken with us, and we'll have a good time taking it. You can probably buy our t-shirts. Let's go, Brandon, and make gas cheap again. T-shirts, and just say hello to us. Give us a shout out. So we hope to see have a really big crowd tomorrow in Malden, Massachusetts at Aviva Trattoria. And we will be there all afternoon from noon until 6 o'clock. 844-500-4242. Usually we do our Let's Go Brandon segment on Monday nights after you've been shopping all weekend long, but we've had a lot of things going on this week between our remote on Monday at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis and Labor Day, and then the election and the aftermath of the election. So we're running a little bit late this week, but I don't like to go an entire week without doing a Let's Go Brandon segment. And so what we do in this segment is we ask you to send us in or call us in with the most recent price upticks that you've seen, and not just price increases, inflation, but also shrinkflation. If you've noticed a product that you have been buying for a while shrinking in size, there's a lot of that going on, no doubt about it. And also things that are in short supply, because there's a lot of that going on as well. 844-500-4242. So here's one. 7th generation powered by plants. I guess this is looks like it's some kind of laundry detergent. The old container of it was 100 ounces. 100 ounces. The new container is 90 ounces. Now this comes from the Reddit. They have a thread on shrinkflation. People take photographs of the new product and the old product. And we have another example. I love fun size candy bars. We've made jokes about this for years. Fun size candy. You know what that means? That's mini candy bars. Fun size isn't much fun unless you don't like to eat candy bars, in which case it is fun because you have less to eat every time. So here, someone put this in, a Snickers fun size. I swear that these individual candy bars are getting even tinier. Either that or there used to be more per package, but I'm going with the former. These are $1 at Kroger right now. They used to seem like a great deal, but now when I pick up this pack, it feels like there's barely anything in it. Maybe because there is barely anything in it. I remember being able to get 2 good bites out of each bar, but now I have to be careful not to bite my own fingertip when putting them into my mouth because they're so tiny. They're almost the size of Esther Price candy at this point. It's not just Snickers, but all these fun sizes or whatever the hell they're rebranding them as because they think we're stupid. What's next? Shrunken fun bits? Tiny bites? What the bleep is going on with everything? I can answer that in 3 words. I'll answer that by saying, let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Can I have
the phrase is, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's go, Brandon.
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 Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Garnier Fructus. Looks like it's some kind of shampoo that I'm not familiar with.
Oh, Garnier Fructus.
Garnier Fructus? Okay, you're familiar with that?
Yeah.
I buy White Rain. It's 99 cents at Market Basket.
I use Head and Shoulders, but I'm Fructis, I believe it's pronounced. Fructis. Garnier Fructis. I remember seeing the commercials when I was a kid.
22 ounces has now shrunk to 21 ounces. There's a lot of this going on. Tom's Toothpaste.
That's my toothpaste.
Well, guess what's happened to your toothpaste,
Taylor? Are they locking it up?
They better lock it up because it's going to be easier and easier to shoplift by just putting it in
my toothpaste.
By just putting it in your pocket. A two pack for $9.99 at Safeway. 5.5 ounces versus 4 ounces. So these are the two pack is instead of getting 11 ounces, you get 8 ounces. Boy, that's a
drastic,
heavy.
Yeah.
That's a heavy.
Like a 25% reduction.
Tom's. You going to switch over to something cheaper? Something less exotic?
No, we like Tom's. I think the soap is getting smaller, though. We seem to be going through soap a lot faster.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, if anyone knows anything about soap, give us a call. 860, a buddy of mine posted a picture today. A 5-gallon bucket of paint is now 4 3/31/64 of a gallon, half a gallon less at the same price. Let's go, Brandon. 508. 20-piece chicken nuggets went from 1,200 calories to 980 calories. Same number of nuggets, only they've gotten smaller. 844-500-4242. The tuna is now down to 5 ounces, and it says 4 ounces less the water. It's now not even good enough for a good sandwich. All right, 844-500-4242. Jacob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, Howie, how's it going?
Good.
So I was calling yesterday. I had quite the charade I had to go through. Let's go, Brandon. My son, he's 5 years old. He's starting soccer Saturday. And
yep.
I figured, we'll use the cleats that he had last year, but you know how 5 year olds grow like a
weed.
You couldn't even get his feet in them. So last minute, here I am. I go down to Dick's Sporting Goods, figure, you know, it's a sporting goods store. They'd have plenty to offer, and that's where I got him last year. So I get down there. The place looks like it's been ransacked. There's absolutely minimal stuff. I talked to one of the guys after. It took me about 30 minutes to find a worker there because they're so short-staffed. Finally, found this guy. he looks at me like he doesn't know what I'm talking about when I ask him for youth sizes.
Yeah.
Well, we got size, 1 through 12. I'm like, well, yes, but a size 6 for my son or a size 12 for my son is much different than a size 12 for an adult. So he was kind of confused, and he found someone else, typed it into his phone, and he's like, yeah, we don't have any youth sizes in stock, completely out. We're having trouble getting orders, some supply chain issues, the whole...
So what are you, Jacob, what are you going to do? What are you going to do for on Saturday?
So I scrambled and I called every store in the area. Here we are in Maine, so, you got to drive 3 hours to get anything. So I call Olympia Sports. Well, the Olympia Sports in Augusta was completely closed because they're going out of business. Let's go, Brandon. The whole chain's going out of business. So in Waterville, about 20 minutes over, I was able to head down there. That place looks like it's looted. There's three workers, and they don't even know what's going on. They're like, hey, once this place, this is a buyout, once everything is at the store sold, we're losing our jobs. So, yeah, we can't really help you. So there's just like a stack of shoes and cleats in the back, and I ended up going through and finding like this off-brand, finally found the size that would fit my son. But it's like, my mom looked at me, she's like, how is it that we live, I'm so pissed off about this, like, we live in America, and here it is, we're having trouble getting cleats. It's like a third world nation.
That's what I was just going to say, Jacob. You and I didn't grow up in a third world nation, but your son is growing up in a third world nation.
Yeah, I already lose sleep at night about all the crap they're teaching in school and whatnot, and here's just one more thing, I'm going to have to worry about my son's going to be properly outfitted. By the way, at Dick's Sporting Goods, zero mouth guards. At Olympia Sports, zero mouth guards. I ended up finding a cherry-flavored mouth guard, the only youth size they had at some random Walgreens that was in the ghetto of Augusta.
Oh,
yeah.
Horrible.
Like a cherry-flavored, are you serious?
I never heard of such a thing. All right. Thank you, Jacob. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. 508 says, I've noticed frozen waffles are noticeably smaller than they used to be. I've heard people say that too, Taylor, haven't you? People say they put those frozen things in the toaster, and they used to be able to pop up and you could just pick them out with your finger. But now you have to take a fork because they're so small. They're still below the cutoff there. It's really bad. 844-500-4242. We'll take a break right now, and we'll be right back with your calls. Call us at 844-500-4242, or you can text us your Let's Go Brandon stories at 617-213-1066. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What was the finest moment of Bernard Shaw's journalistic career? Reporting on the shock and awe in Baghdad, or asking Dukakis the kiddie rape and murder question?
The kiddie rape and murder question.
79% say the kiddie rape and murder question.
All right. 844-500-4242. Before we go back to Let's Go, Brandon, we found the sound cut of the reporter asking the cop in Las Vegas if President Trump had something to do with the murder. It's kind of hard to hear, and the cop is rather incoherent when he answered, but the basic gist of the question is, did President Trump cause this by normalizing? That was the word this snowflake reporter used, by normalizing violence against reporters. This was a Democrat who killed this guy, not a Republican. A Democrat killed this reporter. So I guess President Trump is so omnipotent that he can cause Democrats to do his bidding and kill reporters that he probably, I doubt he'd ever heard of this guy. But anyway, here's the question and the response, just to show that this is how crazy it is. This is Trump derangement syndrome of the day.
So why are we talking politics then?
You condemn former President Trump's normalization of violence against journalists?
No, I think this is properly the inappropriate venue to speculate on that or opine on that.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about, but she said normalizing violence against journalists. That was the gist of the question. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, honest Howie's carbon credits, same low price, same jumbo size, a solid America. It is. Honest Howie's carbon credits. They go further now that, the energy consumption is going to go way down since the Russian fuel supplies have been shut off to Europe. So you can save more polar bears with your $1,000 in Honest Howie's carbon credits. 413, Limerick guy. I can't figure out why they use a big potato chip bag and then only fill it halfway. Isn't that a waste of wrapping? Yeah, I know. Look on the bright side, Limerick guy. You're getting fewer potato chips, but you're getting more air in that package. 774, I used to buy Dial glycerin bar soap, 8-bar pack for $5.99 at Target. No one locally has it now. Amazon is selling it for $9.75 for a 3-bar pack. That's quite a hike in price. And of course, you have to pay for shipping. It's 508. I got frozen cordon bleu, but it was so small I could have inhaled it. No problem. Thanks, Brandon. I don't remember the name, but thanks, Brandon. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Howie. I'm in New Hampshire, and I have been a soap maker for 32 years, so I know all about soap, but the kind of soap that I make is really good for your skin. It's made with all natural ingredients, and the price of the raw materials has gotten so bad, and I've had to raise my wholesale prices and my retail prices online so badly that the sales are way down there, but I can't afford to make it anymore because of the costs.
What's the one ingredient that's gone up the most?
Olive oil. Absolutely. Olive oil.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah. I used to be able to buy 1-gallon jars or containers, a full gallon, for about $6.99. Now you're lucky if you can find 68 ounces or 64 ounces, and it's about $18 to $20.
Good and Lord.
With coconut oil. I used to get coconut oil in a 40-pound pail, and it would cost me about $22, and I could go pick it up at a restaurant supply place. Well, they went out of business, and I started getting the coconut oil online through a supplier in the Midwest, and it's now costing $77 for a 30-pound pail, and to ship it to me costs $47.
Wow. I can see why your sales are down. No offense, Chris. I'm sure the product is really good. Here's another texter telling me about another kind of soap that he can't find. They don't make Dial white tea soap anymore. I can't find it anywhere. I've been using it for years because it's easy on the skin. Thanks, Brandon. Chris, do you think that the big manufacturers are making fewer brands because of this skyrocketing price?
It could be, but, I mean, the ingredients in some of those commercial soaps I would never put on my own skin. I've got really sensitive skin, so I haven't used commercial soaps in 32 years. I can't use them. They make me break out. They give me rashes. They dry out my skin. So I've been making and using my own. Now, I know that the commercial soaps, you go to the supermarket, you buy a 3-pack, a 6-pack, or whatever, it's going to be dirt cheap compared to what I make, but I can't use that stuff anyway.
I know what you mean. Thanks for the call, Chris. I'm sorry you're having these problems. 781 says, I used to go out for fish and fries on Fridays and actually get fed. Not anymore. Every place I go is getting squeezed and passing it on to us. They just give you a few small pieces of fish and fewer fries, too, these days. Bleep Brandon and your regime, too. 844-500-4242. But he thinks things are going great. He thinks it's wonderful. Just think about MAGA terrorists. Donald Trump is out there. He's trying to sell nuclear secrets. He's killing reporters. Is there anything Orange Man Bad can't do? I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Queen Elizabeth died today at the age of 96. So what happens in these situations is the embassies put out guest books, you know, like a funeral home. And people go and they can sign the guest, the condolences. And so the president of the United States in this kind of case will go over to the British embassy. And Brandon did with Jill. And apparently he signed the book and then he began to tell a story. What happened then, Taylor?
Well, as we know in the past, when Shinzo Abe was assassinated, he calls it a consolence book instead of a condolence book. So as he was signing the consolence book, he got up and Dr. Jill signed it as well. And he said, "She was a great lady. She'll be missed. I'm glad we got the chance to know her. You know, we were joking one time," and Jill patted him on the back, kind of rubbed his back and said, "We've got to get walking." You can barely hear it, though.
He was, I'll bet you there was a good chance he was going to call, you know, they called her the Iron Lady. But anyway, this was the second time this happened in 2 days where she pulled him away or you know, corrected
him.
She chided him. That's the right word, chided. Yesterday, Obama was there unveiling his weekly portrait of being unveiled at the White House. So everyone stood up to give him a standing ovation.
Well, it was actually, she was called to the podium and she was introduced, Dr. Jill Biden, and she got up to go to the podium and everybody gave her a standing ovation except for...
Well, here it is, cut 22.
Joe, honestly, everybody stood but Joe.
And he stood up, of
course. At that point, yeah. He stood up just and looked, you know, the thousand-yard stare, as they say. You could see it even on the, you know, in a side view of him. He had no idea where he was. He was fantasizing about his tapioca pudding that was coming up after the ceremony. 844-500-4242. The guy that's talked about going out to fish and fries on Fridays, he adds, and now they charge extra for the tartar sauce. That's the final straw if they charge extra for the tartar sauce. 844-500-4242. How long till Trump is blamed for killing the Queen? Yeah, well, I know
I think
what
that's already happened.
It probably has. We just haven't
found. We're not on those Reddit threads.
Biden almost knocked over Camilla though when he had a flatulence problem, shall we say, and she fled in horror. I assume she's looking very forward to running into to Joe at the funeral. Sherman, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sherman.
How can I stop laughing? I can to get my stuff through. I had three products. I had coffee, orange juice, and Rice Krispies. The coffee I bought at the big box store in June.
Yeah.
36 ounces. I bought six of them because they were $9.65.
Yeah.
I went back in August. It went down to 21-ounce containers, and they were $14.40.
Good Lord.
Now, that's a big loss, isn't it?
That's huge.
And the orange juice I bought in local store, I won't say the name, we bought a Florida orange juice. It was 64-ounce, $2.99. I bought two of them, went back a couple weeks later. Oh, it's gone to $4.39. Oh, we bought one, come home. I said, that's a different jar. Yeah, they it was a 54-ounce then instead of 64. And then the Rice Krispies, we get the family size.
Yeah.
And it looked the same box and everything else. The front was good. The height was good.
Yeah.
It was half-inch thinner, 8 ounces shorter.
8 ounces removed. Who do you blame this on, Sherman?
I'm going to blame it on Donald Trump. He must be his fault. I can't.
Yeah, everybody's always blaming me for everything.
I know. He's running a Murder Incorporated, killing reporters in Vegas, killing the Queen of England, jacking up the price on coffee, OJ, Rice Krispies. Is there anything he can't do? 781 says, somebody told Joe the Queen died, and he said, that's very sad. I really like that song, Bostonian Rhapsody. Bohemian Bostonian Rhapsody. Whenever he says Boston, he either mentions Marty Walsh's Boston accent or he mentions driving by Fenway Park with the head of his Secret Service detail and seeing the park on the Turnpike extension. 844-500-4242. James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Howie, great program as always. Well, there's the entertainment value of Brandon. There's the fear factor, which I think is galvanizing a lot of Republican voters. And then I'm very happy for the very successful-looking campaign of General Don Bolduc up here in New Hampshire. Looks like he's going to win the primary next Tuesday and then go on and beat Maggie Hassan.
I hope so.
Have you talked to him, Howie?
No, I haven't. If I did, I'd have to talk to the Senate president as well. I don't want to open it up to every candidate. After the primary, whoever wins, we'll have him on very quickly. I guess they're spending a ton of money on Morse, aren't they, right now? Is it you're saying it's not having any effect on the electorate?
Well, they had another debate last night. I was at it in Henniker. And Bolduc is still way up. He's in the 40% range, and there are four other candidates. I think Chuck Morse is in the 15% range, and the rest are like 2 and 4%.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now the funniest thing is Schumer spent $6 million to try and defeat Bolduc, saying, oh, yeah, vote for this guy. And guess what? It worked. People are going to vote for him.
Well, I thought they were supporting Bolduc because they figured he would be easier for Hassan to take out.
Well, exactly. But all it's done is boost Bolduc. He's a great guy. I mean, if you get the opportunity to talk to him, he's down to earth. He's solid. Mm-hmm. 10 tours in Afghanistan, 5 bronze stars. I mean, he's an amazing guy. Super easy to talk to. He's a great interview. I watched him be interviewed after the debate last night. He just takes a hold of any event. A week ago, there was a Newsmax debate, and before the debate, he just started saying, God bless America. He had the whole crowd singing, God bless America. He's a real patriot.
If he wins, I'll be talking to him, James, very soon. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. 508 says that single can of Progresso soup at Shaw's that I told you about a while back was $3.79, and then a month later was $3.99. Now it's $4.29 for a single 19-ounce can of soup. 781. Don't forget the Orange Man Bad nearly killed the Secret Service agent in The Beast. I mean, he did try to murder him, according to that woman. What was her name? Cassidy Hutchinson. She heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend, and they put her. That's an amazing story. Thank you for your courage in passing on double hearsay to this committee in primetime TV. 617, I'm a stonemason and buy lots of PVC pipe to go under my patios and walls. A 10-foot length of pipe in September 2020 was $18. Now it's $60. $60. Who was president in September 2020? Can't remember. Donna, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I just want to let you know and let your listeners know to go out and buy some pellets for your pellet stoves now. I just paid $50 per pellet more, and they're starting to run short of them. So anybody who has a pellet stove to heat their home, it's $50 more a pellet.
$50 more per pellet already.
Already, yeah.
Yeah, John Heinderocker, we had him on earlier today, and he said that, there's been stories that in the German Google, the number one search is for where to obtain firewood. Because, there's not going to be any, there's going to be natural gas and fuel oil, and all energy is going to be rationed in Germany, all of the European Union countries, because they're in this silly war with Russia.
They can go back to burning books.
That'll be a Democrat thing here in the States. They wouldn't mind burning books. They always, that's another thing that they say Republicans want to ban these transgender kindergarten books, but they're the ones who are throwing books out of libraries and classics of American literature. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie, just wanted to tell you one quick story. My wife likes that yogurt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The
Chobani.
Yeah. Chobani. Yeah, yeah. Chobani yogurt. Yeah.
Chobani. Yeah. And it was like a dollar a container not so long ago, and now when you go to buy it, it's the same price, but the containers are half the price they used to be, half the size they used to be.
Yeah, I know shrinkflation is really a thing, just like inflation is. I mean, it's some of these packages, I think what they're counting on is you don't replace things until you run out of them. So you just throw away the container, so you're not going to notice, or you might notice, but you're not going to be able to pin it down that they've cut X number of ounces out of the product. But you know what? A lot of people do save their containers, and they know, they figure it out. Thanks for the call there, Bob. 844-500-4242. No 1 gallon jugs of water at Shaw's, only 3 premium gallons of water left. I grabbed all 3.
I like my water unleaded.
207, I have not heard one caller mention Starbucks products. I think the guy's happy about that. Who goes to Starbucks? I mean, the coffee is okay, but who wants to wait in a line with all the frappe, latte, mochaccino, et cetera, et cetera? There was actually a story in the Wall Street Journal about how they're trying to set up more efficient placement of all the gadgets they need to make these multiple sweetened coffees at Starbucks, and they're really spending millions of dollars because people are just, in addition to the absurd prices, people are just tired of waiting in the lines. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
Howie Carr. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
978 says the Democrats can go back to burning crosses to keep warm like they used to back in the day. Yes, they did. That was a good way to stay warm. Although a lot of the heat was up above the level. You couldn't put your hands on, except on the base of the cross, to keep get your fingers warm. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Howie, I'm kind of dismayed to hear about the Toms of Maine. What I'm trying to figure out is, if I'm a state rep that's on probation, is this going to double the cost of the toothpaste defense?
You're right. Well, Tom's is the sort of one of the premier toothpaste, isn't it? Tom's costs a lot more than Crest or Gleam or something like that.
It's one of those natural toothpaste.
Yeah. That means it's more expensive.
They're locking up my toothpaste.
Natural and organic are synonyms for more expensive. Tom, of course, is referring to the former state senator from Cambridge, Anthony Galluccio, I believe his name was, and he was arrested multiple times for drunk driving, and they locked him up, and they put him under house arrest, and they said the people can come by, the court officials can come by at any time to check your breath, your blood alcohol content. And so they came by one morning and to give him a BAC test, breathalyzer. And he blew intoxicated, and he claimed that it was the alcohol in the toothpaste. I remember we had
was it toothpaste or mouthwash?
No, it was toothpaste.
Oh.
It was toothpaste. Then we had Harvey's Bristol Gleam. We had and Black and Whitener and Arm and Hammered We had a whole bunch of those flavors one night. We were just goofing around on it. There's nothing more humorous than a, unless, of course, they get into a bad accident, which thankfully none of them have. There's nothing more humorous than an arrest report on a Massachusetts state legislator. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie, I wasn't planning on calling you today. I hit Five Guys on the way to karaoke. $26 for two burgers and a fry for me.
Good Lord. At least they were big bucks, though, Bob. Right? Well, they were big burgers.
They're the best, but $26, I'm out. I'm going back to McDonald's after this.
Is this, are these, did you get double burgers or were these just regular burgers?
No, they're double burgers, but they usually comes in around $17 or $18. It's been a while since I've been here. It's almost double. The cheeseburgers are $10 a piece now.
Good Lord. They are the best, but that seems like a lot. I hope you took a lot of free peanuts home.
I'm enjoying them.
That's the bonus of going to Five Guys. Thank you. While you're waiting, you could just load up on those free peanuts. Of course, you got to shell them yourself, but, you know, the price is right. 844-500-4242. Jonathan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen. I know if you notice the price of gasoline, I've been driving up on these stations now. The difference between regular gas and the middle grade, the 91 grade, it's almost 80 cents more per gallon.
You know what? I did notice that when I was driving back from the Cape on Monday morning. I was filling up before we went over to Hyannis, and I noticed it was 60 cents. You found it to be 80 cents because it was the first time I'd seen it under $4, you know, in months. So it was $3.99, and then the mid-grade was, I think, $4.59 or maybe $4.69. Yeah, what's up with that, Jonathan, do you think?
I don't know. And then the difference between the middle grade and the premium is only 30 cents a gallon. So they're sticking it to the middle class people with, you know, with these cars that require,
yeah,
you know, the 91 octane.
Right.
It's crazy. It's in some places I saw one station was 90 cents difference between regular and the middle grade. It's outrageous.
Maybe I'm just noticing more, but do you think you see more signs on the pump saying that they're putting ethanol in these in this product, you know, just to kind of extend the gas? I think
that's in the mongrel stations that do it, you know?
I think
it's not the grand name.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that because I stop at both kinds of stations, and I'm seeing it at both places. Thank you, Jonathan. Listen, Grace and I will be at Aviva Trattoria in Malden tomorrow. Come on down. We'll be there from noon until 6. Come on down and have a great Italian meal. It's in downtown Malden, and we'd love to see you there. And check out our new columnist at HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com. Emma Foley is her name. And she's got a great column up on Mara Healy, the Democrat candidate for governor, the heavy favorite to be elected governor. It's going to be a nightmare if she gets in. So check out Emma Foley's column. She's our new columnist. And we will see you, Grace and I, tomorrow at Aviva Trattoria from noon to 6 in Malden, Massachusetts. Have a good night. I'm Howie Carr.